Doesn't it have to have an ag value if you're classifying it as agriculture?
No, David. Okay. The state stipulates what the acreage value is. When we do it, so you have that 10 acres and you have one more acre on top of that where you have a house. So the house is at the residential,
right.
4356 if you're in Branson. And then, you know, we put in your site prep, which is the well and septic if you have one. But otherwise, like I said, the rest of the acreage, the 10 acres, is put in with those numbers that, again, the state provides to us every year.
Okay.
And that's what we have to do.
So, but there's no initial value that's going. In other words, if you have a 40-acre farm, there's no initial fair market value that then you apply something to.
No.
Okay, so it's only property right now that what you're trying to do is, if you can't show production, you're giving it a fair market value. Okay.
And we've gone with the very lowest possible fair market value, and this land is undervalued. But again, I'm trying to make it fair among everybody. Because they've not presented us with a paid appraisal, which we would be happy to look at.
Sure.
So as the assessor explained, you know, for agricultural land, it's not being assessed on fair market value. You're not looking at sales. The state does send out these rates that agricultural land is assessed at, and the basis of our appeal is that there is this section that we presented in those guidelines given by the state for agricultural that wooded land, regardless of its productivity, is assessed at grade 6. And so we're merely asking for the application of what the state
okay.
is.
Are you saying that there is no legal basis to put ag land at fair market value? In other words, there's no
way. It depends on the state, the jurisdiction. It's my understanding that.
Let's try Missouri.
Missouri. Yeah, that's sure. I'm not necessarily. I'm mostly just trying to interpret what I believe the. You know, what limitations were under. I'm not necessarily trying to express an opinion here.
Right, right, but you're
trying to follow the guidelines.
But your position is that if it's classified as ag, then it has to be given one of these subclassifications.
Correct.
Okay, and your position would be that you can't apply the fair market value to it if it's ag because you have to use the formula the state gave you. And the only way you get to fair market value is if you are in residential or commercial.
Correct.
Okay. I'm going to let the assessor speak.
And so from the assessor's standpoint, and there, you can't see it, sir, but it's on the screen, is the agricultural land productivity values. And you yourself just mentioned you are not producing anything. You are not farming. And so these rates would not apply to you. What you looked at, and or whoever gave it to you, because they didn't look it up, because
that
what you gave us was in 2008, and it's been revised in 2016.
It's on the assessor's website. I looked it up.
What
he's provided us is what it says.
Right. And so what you were looking at was if a farmer has land and he has all different terrains on his property, the assessor is going to use that numbering system to figure out what he can produce on that land. And if you've got, you know, as you say, a ravine or no dirt or whatever, then the state is not expecting you to put out a lot of productivity on that particular piece of land. And so they let you take a number 7 or an 8. And that's what that section is that you were talking about. But you also pulled it out of context. And again, the paperwork that we get from the state every year specifically uses the word productivity rates, which you have just said you are not producing anything. Taney County is being kind in saying that if you have more than 10 acres, we're going to give you a break and let you stay under agriculture so that land can be kept together in larger parcels. But you really are not agriculture. I mean,
well, I think what he's trying to claim is that if the land is classified as agriculture, that that's a catch-all. That's what he's, is that correct?
Yeah, additionally, just to reiterate what's expressed in my evidence, it's also on page 17 of the sort of SEC guidelines on this. I'm just going to read it. Forest land whose cover is predominantly trees and other woody vegetation should not be assigned to a land classification grade based on its productivity for agricultural crops. Forest land of 2 or more acres in area, which if cleared and used for agricultural crops, would fall into land grades 1 through 5, should be placed in land grade 6.
What revision are you looking at, sir?
Sort of what you're saying about
it's not
being productive and that changes ought to be assessed is incorrect based off
7.3 section 2A, I believe. I've been looking at this.
Right, and the one he sent in is his. What he's looking at, I'm concerned also. Somebody maybe just handed him this page, and he's not read the whole thing. So he's, again, taken it out of context. Page, I haven't seen this old one. I'm looking on the site now. The revision that's up now was from 2016. You've presented 2008, and in 2016, you have to look at the page before, because that's how to grade land that is number 8. And so this is part of it, but it also, again, is agricultural land productivity values.
Okay, well, we've got two different interpretations of this right now, and I've not seen any case law interpreting this provision at this point. I'm trying to get my mind around this before we make a decision, but I'm just... Council, I'm letting you know what we're struggling with here on, is this a standalone catch-all for agricultural property, or in worst-case scenario, should this not be classified as agricultural at all and be classified as residential undeveloped land, which is where it sounds like some of the state tax commission appraisers would put it.
Or commercial if it's held by a big corporation.
But I don't – is this a catch-all or is this intended only to modify the what happens if you let productive land go to wood, which is – become woods, which is what the appraisers seem to be looking at. But I need to look at some more stuff, and I'd like to have our third party here, who is a real estate person on our board as well. If it would be all right with you, I would like to set you for Monday at 1, if I could reset you one more time.
That should be fine.
Okay. Do you have any other anything else you want to? If you have anything else you want to add, please send it to us. But right now, that's kind of what I'm struggling with, and I'm gonna have to look at some more case law to try to figure out this issue.
Yeah, I guess the last thing I would mention is, this did get reassessed this year. Assessors did go out and look at this. I mean, I think a house burned down, and so, if there was any reason in my mind to reclassify this land, then it probably would have happened there.
Right.
I don't necessarily know what.
Well, I guess
we're talking about other uses.
Well, I guess what I'm saying is, let's say that a ruling is made here, and it goes to the state tax commission. I could see the state tax commission, if they take that position of changing the classification, saying this shouldn't have been agriculture at all. But I don't know. I mean, I'm just going by conversations I've had with them up there, and I'm just trying to get a reasonable interpretation of this particular provision of the assessor's manual. Okay, I appreciate you being able to work with us, and we'll put this on Monday.
Okay.
I would make a motion to table BOE 559-560-563-565 and 567 until Monday at 1 o'clock.
Second.
And what date is that?
The 28th.
7/28 at 1 o'clock. Have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Okay. All right. Thank you, sir.
I appreciate
that. Bye-bye. How are you, Tim?
Pretty well. Good to see you all. Good to see you all.
Good to see you.
Last one today.
Your last one.
Today. You're coming back tomorrow?
No. Today's the last one.
Okay.
Last one here. That was interesting. That looked like it was vacant land.
Around Chaton Lake, JDHQ.
Yeah, and there's been an attempt to try to even out the land values in county by school district, which we can appreciate.
Yeah.
Problem we've got is that you have property next to the lake, and very similar in terrain, and then you have something next to a trailer park on 248, and both in the same school district. Makes it difficult.
Yeah.
Anyway, we're struggling right now because the state tax commission, I don't have a clear picture of what they would do with it. I don't have some cases. But anyway, Tim, what are you here on?
So this is a shopping center here in Forsyth.
What BOE number are we looking at?
Dan, can you come up here?
2025.
Let me call up to get Dan down here.
Okay, this is rents due. Okay.
If I may approach, I've got binders as well.
Oh, well, thank you.
Jerry is not here today, so.
Thank you.
It's Susan. Can you send Dan down for a shopping center? Thank you. Bye. You'll be here.
Yeah.
Do you want me to wait a second until he gets down?
Would you?
Here?
Because, again, yeah. He's the one who actually does the appraisals on the shopping centers.
Sure.
And we did the whole study on those, so.
All right. Let me ask a question again on this one. How many rooms?
Oh, it has. The rent roll is at tab 3. And so it's a two-level. The upper level faces the street. The lower level is a walkout basement that faces away from the street. There are 8 units on the upper side, and there are 8 units available for rent on the lower side.
So 16 units?
Yep.
In total for the.
So the rent roll at tab 3 shows each one of the units, how many square feet it is. Page 1 of the rent roll shows what's on the road level, and then page 2 of the rent roll shows.
Is this a motel or a extended stay type of place?
Oh, no, it's a shopping
center. It is. Oh, it's a shopping,
it's a shopping center.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Okay, gotcha. Sorry. My bad.
So on the upper level, there's 18,660 square feet of rentable space. On the lower level, there's 12,200 square feet of rentable space, because part of what's down below is used by the landlord for storage and utilities.
Is this this is not the shopping center where Jesus' homeless was?
No, that's on Highway 76.
Okay, and this one is?
Dollar General and Subway.
So this one, if you drive north this way out of Forsyth,
uh-huh.
Before you get to the scenic overlook,
gotcha.
There's a
All right,
Dollar
it's
General
here in Forsyth. Okay, now I'm with you. Gotcha. Okay, go ahead.
So reevaluation cycle 2 years ago, the property was valued at $1.13 million, and then it got raised. A tax notice was received indicating that the property was going to be increased in value by 14.9%. whether it actually went to 14.9.